Hey, I really have to admit something.
Okay.
I'm absolutely nervous.
Why?
Because it's the first time we're doing our show in English.
In today's episode, we give you an impression of DEF CON Las Vegas, and we explain to you why you should be careful when you connect to a hotel Wi-Fi. This is the InfoSec Podcast with Sebastian and
Eddie the InfoSec Frog! Episode 1.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, or better, hello, Sebastian.
So maybe we should explain who we are and what we are doing.
Yes, that's good. First of all, we are Germans.
Okay, I start the introduction, right?
Okay.
So my name is Sebastian. We are doing this cybersecurity awareness podcast in German for about 1 year. We have produced 48 episodes, and today we decided we should do the first episode in English. So a short some sentence to myself. My name is Sebastian. I'm a lawyer, hacker, OCP certified, and I'm a AWS fanboy.
And my name is Eddie. I am a frog. I'm absolutely cute. I'm a hacker. I'm Mr. Know-it-all somehow. And I really want to make you savor in the internet and in your cybersecurity life.
So what can we do for you? We're living pretty much cybersecurity, and we collect the whole week stuff we recognize during our everyday life. And we normally present it in German in our other podcast, but if you are into some funny German accent and you want to know more about cybersecurity, you're on in the right place.
Yes, that's right.
We are now in Las Vegas, and we are attending the DEF CON, which is the big hacking conference, or the biggest hacking conference in the world. And it's pretty much a playground for big boys and girls. There are a lot of interesting talks. You can make new connections, and you can find everything there. So everything that can be hacked, there is somebody who is interested in, and you can learn a lot about security. We learned a lot about security in hospitals or with medical devices, because I'm working in this environment at the moment. And tomorrow we will try to hack this stuff. And if you cannot attend DEF CON in Las Vegas, it's no problem at all, because you just can Google it and you find a lot of recorded talks and you can get a lot of information about cybersecurity. So it's really worth to Google it.
Oh, maybe it's worth to mention that we talked to a lot of professionals in the hospital environment and pen testing environment for hospital, and they all agreed on one thing. If there's one thing that really would the world or the hospital world a bit better, it would be two-factor authentication.
For all of those who don't know what it is pretty much what you get when you're doing a bank transaction. You get a second number or a six-digit number on your phone, and you have to enter it. So your password alone is not enough. So if somebody steals your password or gets your password somehow, he still cannot do the transaction. So this is pretty much what two-factor authentication is.
Oh, and by the way, we had a really nice chat with a Uber driver, and she asked a Black Hat guy. So Black Hat is the other hacking conference in Las Vegas, and she asked the guy, what can she do to make her cybersecurity situation a bit better? And she grabbed a notebook from the dashboard, and the first thing she mentioned was two-factor authentication. The second was use a password manager. And the last thing, last but not least, never reuse a password. So never use a password twice. So if you lose one password, you don't lose it for the other account. Pretty simple, yeah?
Yeah, and then she said the guy from Black Hat told her the same stuff as we told her, and we were the guys from DEF CON.
Yeah, the guy with the crazy frog.
And so she has to believe us.
Yeah, and now she's doing it, or she said that she will do it, and she's safe now. So you can do the same.
Okay, Eddie, let's move on to our main topic for today. But first, to get a bigger picture, let's start with your home network. So if you, for example, have a few devices like your phone or your computer, and this is those devices are connected to your home network, they maybe can talk to each other or they can see each other somehow. So maybe you are able to send some music to your stereo or to your television via Wi-Fi or however. So, but that the thing is, this works because those devices can see each other and they can talk to each other. So they can connect with each other.
Yeah, this is a good starting point to explain what the problem is. So those devices connect to each other via a specific port. And a port is, you can imagine it like an open window or a door to your house. And when you open it, you can connect with a service which is communicating on this port. So if you close it, the service cannot connect to anything. But if you open it, like the window at your house, it is open. It can connect to each other.
And this is mainly the reason why you set up a guest network on your home network. So basically, you don't want that the devices of your guests can communicate with your devices. So that they cannot see your traffic and that they cannot connect or cannot steal data or anything like this. You don't want them to see your devices and you don't want them to connect to your devices.
Yeah, that's right.
And you want to have pretty much the same situation when you connect to a hotel Wi-Fi. So you don't want to communicate with other guests or you don't want to have them that they can have access to your devices.
So imagine if you want to have an internet connection with your hotel Wi-Fi, you just want to have internet and you want to use the connection of the hotel. Therefore, the router of the hotel assigns an IP address to your device. So this means when you send out data to the internet and you're receiving data back, then the router knows where to send the data to. So you send some data out and you get some data back, and then the router knows, this is the internal IP address 10.4 something, whatever, and it's like a license plate, and it gives it back to you. So this is everything you need to connect to the internet.
That's true. Especially, you don't have to be aware of other devices in your network except the router itself. But you don't need to know if the guest next to your room uses an iPhone or a Windows PC. It's not necessary that for you having a connection to the internet.
Yes, because in comparison to your home environment, you don't want to stream your music on their devices.
Okay, we now have a situation where the router assigns an IP address to your device and you can connect to the internet, but you can also see other devices on the network. So maybe it's a good point to break it down from a hacker perspective. So what would you do if you are a hacker and you want to hack a network or you want to hack a company? What would you do? The first step is get access to the network. So this is pretty easy because the hotel gives you normally the details you need to connect to their network. So the next step you need to do is you have to find other devices. You can basically do this with a network scanner. There are even some for the iPhone if you want to check it out on the App Store. The app is called Fing, F-I-N-G, and this does all the stuff for you. It's really convenient. And the last thing you want to do, if you found other devices in the network, you want to do a port scan. You want to find the open windows of the house or the open door, as we explained before, where are the services communicating and you want to connect to the services.
That's right. And this is the point. When you're able to do the port scan on other devices, maybe you find a service that is exploitable, an open port and a service that is exploitable, and maybe this gives you access to the computer of the guy next door or in the other room or somewhere else in the hotel. It's Wi-Fi. It's everywhere.
And now is a good question. What can you do to mitigate the risk? So what can you do to stop an attack like this, or that you can spy to the other devices, or that you see the name? Because normally iPhones are named like Eddie's iPhone or something. So you don't need those information, and you don't want to have this information of yourself be visible to other guests.
And that's the point. You can set up the local network, the hotel network, on the router, that it is not possible to discover other devices and to connect to them. So if you do this, it's a simple setting. If you do this, you really protect all your guests.
So let's do a reality check with MGM in Las Vegas. So MGM, for those who don't know it, MGM pretty much owns half of the strip. I guess it's fair to say it like this. And the other half is pretty much Caesars Entertainment. So you have MGM and all the big hotels like Excalibur, MGM Grand, Mirage, and yeah, you name it. So we checked it. What can you do on the MGM network in all those MGM hotels?
Yeah, and because the network is so huge and the hotels are so big, there are really a lot of guests. And this also means, from a hacker perspective, a lot of targets. So first of all, can you connect?
Of course, because this is by design. They offer the network to their guests, so of course you can connect.
So can you see other devices?
So if you start an app on your iPhone like Thing, yes, you can. You can see a lot of devices. You can see hundreds of devices of other, especially iPhones, Windows computers. You can see some Apple TV stuff and the master bedroom something. So it really tells you a lot about the people who are using those devices or the places where those devices are situated.
And the last thing, can you do a port scan?
Yes, you can. You can scan for open ports and you can see the services. And if your mom's or your dad's unpatched Windows PC is on the network, they could be in big trouble.
So it's really a major issue. And so we decided to talk to the hotel manager, and he asked us to report it to Cyber Defense. So we did it on the 6th of August. We wrote a whole explanation, sent some samples of the scenario, and yeah, told them how to mitigate it. And then there was some back and forth, but till today, there's nothing. And there's even Black Hat, which is the other hacking conference the Uber driver told us about, and DEF CON, they are in town. So you have more than, 20,000 hackers in town, and yeah, and they can connect to all the devices in the network. So might be an issue.
Yeah. And by the way, it's the same at Caesar's Palace. And we reported it to the hotel management there, and also nothing till the time of recording, which is Saturday, the 13th of August. And we reported it to MGM on the 6th of August, which was before DEF CON even started. So if you have been to Vegas over the weekend and you were connected to the hotel Wi-Fi, we hope you patch your stuff pretty well.
And there's always the same question in a situation like this when you say, yeah, I'm using a VPN tunnel. But this doesn't help you because it just protects the data that goes over the internet to the outside world, but it doesn't protect your device in the local network. So even you're using a VPN for your internet traffic, all the other stuff is still discoverable on the local network.
And if you want to do better at home, check the settings of your guest network. And this was the InfoSec podcast with Sebastian and
Eddie the InfoSec Frog. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe. You can find us on Twitter, Eddie_InfoSec. Hope to see you next week. Bye.
Bye.